Have you ever prayed for something and felt like nothing happened, only to realize later that God answered in a way you never saw coming? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There was a time when I prayed for God to help me with a tough decision. I wanted a quick, obvious answer, like a flashing neon sign in the sky. But when I didn't get that, I got distracted and started looking for my own solution. I almost missed the way He was showing me His answer. Now, it's easy to pray and then move on, forgetting to look for God's answer. But God always responds in His way and His timing. We just need to be open to however He answers. Let's talk about it a little more with our Devo, When You Pray by A.W. Smith. After we ask God for something in prayer, it can be easy to just move on without actually looking for His answer. We can get distracted by a thousand different things that steal our attention away. Meanwhile, His answer to our prayer is right in front of us. We find an example of this when Peter is thrown in prison and the believers begin earnestly praying for him. God answers their prayers by sending an angel to free Peter and lead him right out of the jail. But when Peter gets to the house where they're all still praying for him, they can't believe it's Peter at the door. I mean, finally, they let him in, amazed at what God has done. Sometimes, when we don't notice God's answers to our prayers, we can get into trouble by trying to answer our own prayers. If God is telling us to wait on Him to work, and we insist on manufacturing our own solutions instead, it can only lead to trouble. When we pray, how often do we look and listen for God's answers? As people who've put our trust in Jesus, we have His Holy Spirit living in us. That means we can be in constant communication with God through prayer, and we can always expect some kind of answer when we pray. But it can be difficult to see those answers sometimes, especially when we expect or want a certain answer and we're not willing to accept any other. But maybe God will show us there's something unexpected we can do about a situation that concerns us. Maybe He'll show us an area of sin in our lives that we need to confess and give over to Him. Maybe He'll simply offer us comfort. When we trust the Holy Spirit to help us be open to whatever answer God gives, we're better equipped to notice what He's doing in and around us. So, what are some questions you've got? Can you think of a time you saw God answer prayer in an unexpected way? What happened? Jesus is with us in all our prayers and concerns. He cares about us and promises to make all things new one day. How can remembering His faithful love help us listen and wait for His answers? Now, as you and I can read in 1 Peter 3:12, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer." And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Psalm 145, 17 through 19, in Acts 12:5 through 17, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. I'm glad I could share this story with you today, and even though you're maybe listening in the car, at home, or you know, wherever you're at, we are all united in Christ. And you can share your thoughts on today's story on Instagram and tag us at Unlocked Devo, or follow us there for more encouragement. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God inspired a prostitute to become a great woman of faith. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.